Populism can function differently when it's not paired with democracies. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Gotsky, chair and professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, explains the benefits.
There is a common belief that the rising tide of populism seen around the world threatens to weaken political responsiveness and lead to poor policy choices. This is unsurprising since the majority of work on populism focuses on how it plays out in democratic states and societies. In this democratic context, populists typically have the effect of dividing societies, weakening existing institutions, and selling their own easy solutions to complex problems. None of this lends to great policy. But populism is just a political strategy. So it would make sense that populists will act somewhat differently based on the sorts of institutions in which they function. These institutions, in turn, are part of a broader regime, for example, a democratic or non-democratic regime. And we should expect a state's regime, democratic or non-democratic, to have a powerful impact on how populism plays out. In my research into disaster response to the COVID pandemic, I find that populism can actually have a positive role on policy depending on the regime in which it functions. My findings suggest that populism is arguably most dangerous in democracies, where it compels leaders with already short time horizons and limited power to pursue the quickest, most popular policies, no matter how suboptimal they may be. By contrast, in non-democracies, where leaders have the longer time horizons and centralized power structures and political strength necessary to act more deliberately and independently, populism can compel leaders to pay more attention to their public. In other words, while democratic populists are inclined towards shortcuts that will bolster their legitimacy in the short term, authoritarian populists are incentivized to take tough steps to effectively address a problem to bolster their popular legitimacy over the longer term.
That was Brian Gotsky of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.